Okay. We left off in Siman Tzadiches Siftes. Kedei Rashi Yesh Bachamishim V'Teisha Zaysim Heter V'Nafru Bo Shnei Zaysim Echad Shel Dam V'Echad Shel Chelev. So the Machaber Paskins call in the light of the Rosh call Echad Mitztaref Im Hachamishim V'Teisha Shel Heter Lovatel Chavero. When we take the Chelev into the 59, we have 60 against the Dam. When we take the Dam into the 59, we have 60 against the Chelev. What is the source of this halacha? So here we have a machlokes on the mefarish between the mefarishim and the Shulchan Aruch, where everything is l'shitatam. The Shach says that the makor over here is a svara. It's a svara pshuta. That since the whole concept of bitul b'tarovas is the world of tam, so we have over here shishim of tam against dam, and we have shishim of tam against chelev. In other words, my nafkamina, whether that shishi was made up of iser or heter, the bottom line is that we're not going to taste dam, and we're not going to taste chaylev, and therefore it's mutter. That's the shach of Yosef Katan Lamed Gimel, svarahu. The kol iser batel kisheno yachol itein tam beheter. The tam dam v'chaylev eno shave. Her nis batel tam ha-chaylev b'shishim, v'tam adam b'shishim. Mali iser mavatel iser, mali heter mavatel iser. The ikar is, yis batel has tam. This is mamash. You know, the shach says, you see, the mechaber is, you know, it keeps going l'shitato, and this is the pshat. However, if you look in the Be'er Hagola, the Be'er Hagola doesn't say svarahu. The Be'er Hagola says tur, mi mishna beis, perek beis de orga, u'memra d'Rav Yochanan. So that's the question. In our Gemara, it's a memra of Rish Lakish. Hapigo v'hanoser bezvachim dafayin ches. The Be'er Hagola is building this on a Mishnah and a Gemara, and that Mishnah over there in Orga is not talking about tam. That Mishnah is talking about the fact that ha'orla can be mitzarif to mevatel as ha'truma, and truma can be mitzarif to mevatel as ha'orla. Truma is batel echad b'meya, orla is batel echad b'masayim. Nothing to do with tam. Nothing at all to do with tam. But rather, we have over here a halacha that we paskin that isurim mevatlim zo et zo. And this is l'chora, the way that the Ramah and the Taz and the Augur, would explain this halacha. That's what the Ramah over here is at Masig. Because even though Shishim is not a din in Tam, even though Shishim is halacha Moshe Misinai, that this big rove, which is Mevatel, the world of Min B'Shein Omino, we have a principle that this big rove can be made up also of a combination of another Isur and a Heter. But we're dealing over here with a halacha as opposed to a svara. And there's a tremendous, and this machlokas over here between the Shach and the Be'er Hagola is reflected in the side of the Shulchan Aruch between as a machlokas between the Dogom HaRavava and the Hagos Imrei Baruch, which is found in the new Shulchan Aruchs. The Dogom HaRavava was bothered, how in the world did the Machaber and Paskin, like the Rosh and the Tur, that Isurim Mevatlim Zo et Zo. The Rambam, Paskin, say Isurim are not Mevatel Zo et Zo. And it's Machlokis in the Gemara between Rish Lakish and other opinions. There are Sugyos that are so and so. How can you just go ahead and just Paskin like the Rosh when it's not so clear that all the Rishonim Paskin that way? So the Imrei Baruch says, we're not Paskin like over here like the Rosh. We're not Paskin against the Rambam. This is a Svara. Here we're dealing with a din of tam, and the din of tam is simply no longer around. The tam is no longer around. It's a mitzius. It's a mitzius that we have over here at Bitul. And so don't get involved in Rambams and Gemaras and Sugyos, etc. Over here is a svara pshuta. The Dogma of Ravava understood we're dealing with a halacha. Within a halacha, we have a machokas with the Yisur Mevatlim Zo Etzo, Yisur Mei Mevatlim Zo Etzo, and therefore he was bothered. How did the Mechaber just go ahead and paskin in one direction, ignoring Rishonim, Sugis, etc.? The Imrei Baruch, or like the Shach, that we're not dealing over here with Sugios. We're not dealing over here. This is not based on a Mishnah. This is a Svar Pshuta. And Lechora, this Machlokes, as to how to understand the Halacha, we would have two very, very basic Nafkaminas, which I think you'd be able to understand yourselves. What if we have a situation where we have two Shemos Isur with one Tam? Two Shemos Isur with one Tam. Namely, let's say we're dealing with Basar Nevela. And we have a form of basar tame, a non-kosher animal, that has the same tam as that other basar. Let's say, let's assume that camel meat has the same tam as goat meat. You can ask John. Let's assume that camel meat has the same tam as goat meat. And we have a nevela goat, which we had, right? We have a nevela goat, and we have camel meat. And a kezayis of each fall into 59 kezayisim of vegetable soup. What's the halacha?
According to the
shach, it's aser. We have 2 to 59. Right? We have tam. We're going to taste the iser. It's all talmid. There's no svara over here. Just but mashenken according to the Ber Hagola. It's mutter, isur mevatlim zoetzo. We have over here too that we have an isur nevela, and we have an isur basar tame. They're mevatlim zoetzo. That's a halacha that isurim can be mitzarif to heter to mevatel zoetzo. Hu hadin, the mirror image. What if we have one shame isur with two ta'amim? For example, I have basar of b'chalav and basar behema b'chalav. Now, everyone here is aware that chicken and meat have different tastes, right? So, basar of b'chalav has one taste. Basar behema b'chalav has the second taste, but it's one shame iser. What would be the din over here, Aryeh?
So, it's one shame iser, and then it says different tastes.
Yes.
So, the shach will say that it's mutter.
According to, this would be a case where the shach would say it's mutter, svaragi. That the basar of b'chalav with the Yerakos cancel out the Basar Behema V'chalav. The Basar Behema V'chalav with the Yerakos cancel out the taste of the Basar Of B'chalav. Mashenken, according to the Ber Hagola, there's no Isur Mevatlim Zoetzo. We have one Isur. We have two Kezesim of Basar V'chalav. Okay, so there are tremendous Nafkaminas, and that's pointed out over here by the Chavas Das, which we would expect. The Chavas Das is the one who explains the Shita of the Ramah and the Agur. The Min B'Shein Omino is a din in shame. So Tisrei Tshuva over here, Sukkot and Yud, summarizes the Chavas Das, and the Chavas Das ends off the last line over there. V'chein shnei isurim she'asurim mishem echad af al pi she'ein ta'amam shaveh ein mevatlin zoetzo. That's l'shitat. If you hold everything is totally in shame, were you to hold things in totally in tam, it would be mevatl zoetzo. So the Tisrei Tshuva already gives us the summary of the Chavas Das. The Chavas Das deals with a number of issues. The last line of the summary of the Pisrei Tshuva is what we're talking about over here. And Rabbi Kiva Eger Avatar was bothered by the same issue. Im ta'aman shavim, afilu b'shnei isurim, it's tarfen le'esor. That's according to the Shach. Then he points out, it's tfuashor kasav, the tfuashor was machmir to both ways. Tfuashor says, you're only going to have this halacha of Yisur, Mevatlin, Zo, and Zo, if we're going to have it according to the Shach and according to the Ramah. Namely, we have to have two Shemos, and we have to have two Ta'amim. If we have two Shemos and two Ta'amim, like the example of the Shulchan Aruch, Dam and Chelev, two Shemos, two Ta'amim, then according to both Deos, we're going to have over here Yisur, Mevatlin, Zo, and Zo, but for totally different reasons. But only then are we going to have this Halacha. Otherwise, we get caught in the Machlokes between the that we started off with when we began Siman Sarichet. So we're sort of ending Siman Sarichet the same way we began Siman Sarichet, namely that Min B'Shein Omino has two meanings, Machokas Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber, you know, learns everything on the level of Tam. The Ramah learns everything on the level of Shame. This Halacha can be learned on either point, on either level, but you have to realize that Nafgimina would be how the Machaber would pass it in the case of Shame, how the Ramah would pass it in the case of Tam. Okay, that's the ratio over here. The Sefer of Halacha Test, V'chein. Esrim v'teisha zeisim shel heter shenafal behem kezayis chelev, u'b'kedera acheras hayu shloshim shel heter v'nafal behem kezayis shel dam, v'nis arvu b'shogeg mutar. That if we're going to end up with 59:1:1, then it's the same as the original case, with a chiddush that it could go in two stages. So over here, both the Shach and the Taz and the Gra, they all point out, this can only be said by the Machaber. The Machaber holds that in Shari Surim, there's no din of Chaticha Naases Nevela. Namely, that the Tarovis of 29:1, if we ask how much Iser is there in this Tarovis, of 29 Zaysim of Heter and one Zayas of Isur. So according to the Machaber, there's one Zayas of Iser, Kezayis Chelev. The Kezayis Chelev doesn't turn the entire Tarovis into 30 Kezesim of Iser. Who would in the other Tarovis? We're not changing everything into 31 Kezesim of Dam. This is the Mechaber L'shitaso. The only time you have a din of Chanan is by Basar V'chalav. Mash'enken, according to the Ramah, if you had 29 to 1, and that becomes Aser, and then you have 30 to 1, and that becomes Aser, when you're combining them, you're combining 30 of Iser with 29 of Iser. There's no way you're going to get to a Heter. That's what the Taz points out of Yosef Kohen Yodalot. Zehu l'man d'les le'chanan b'shar Isurim, avo l'didan, for Ashkenazim, the kaim elam b'siman sadi beis, b'kol Isurim amrinan chatikha nasins nevela, Zeh Tarvas Aser. I mean, we have Nevela, and Nevela is equal to Nevela. The Gra also points out, that's L'shitaso B'shari Surim Lo Amrinan Chanan. But that should raise eyebrows. Over here, L'chor, the Ramah should be Meir. The Ramah should say, Aval L'shitatenu, this should be Aser. The Ramah doesn't say anything. The Ramah just says, if you have two Gezesim, one of Gvina and one of Basar, Kal V'chomer, it's Aser. Because even, because there, in other words, that's, I'm sorry, that Kal V'chomer, V'chen Shnei Zeiskas, there you have total Heter and Heter. There you have pure Heter and Heter, so certainly when it comes together, there's not even a problem of any sermon about them, but he's not mayor anything on this halacha. So the Shach wants to farem for the Ramah that there are ukimtot, we'll come to later on, we learn Siman Sabitet, there are ukimtot where we don't say Chanan. For example, if we have a case of Lach Balach, Hefsed Meruba, we have ukimtot where we don't say Chanan, so the Ramah could set this up in such an ukimta. Okay, ukimtot are ukimtot. The reason the Ramah says over here, Nisarvu Bishogeg, so the Gra points out, Ayein, Lekama, and Siman Saritet Sifei, that, or actually the Shach says over here, Avo Bemezid Yisbur Adina V'Siman Saritet Sifei, namely that's a din of Eimavat and Yisro Chatkila. But that's what we need over here, the Shogeg, to allow for the option of these two Ta'aruvot being combined and moving from Yisro to Heter. Rabbi Kiva Eger offers another ukimta, another way that we could set up, that we can answer the question on the Ramah. We had a question, why isn't the Ramah Meir over here? We have a problem that each Tarovis is totally Aser, and so we have over here a Din of Chanan. So Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes, the last Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shamati B'Shem She'eri, his relative, Hagon, Rav Moshe Broida, the Yesh L'Faresh, you could set it up in the following situation. That let's say the Kedera that has 29 of Yerukos and one Kezayis of Chelev will set up that Kedera where it is too salty to eat. And the other Kedera that has 30 of Heter and one of Dam will set that up as a case where it's too bland to eat. One of them is too salty and one of them is too bland. And since we're dealing over here with Yisurim of Tam, each of them is no same Tam with Gam. And each of them basically is mutter. This one because it's too salty, and this one because it's too bland. Then when you mix them together, they cancel one another out, and now it's just right, like the little bear, right? Now it's just right, but when we put them together, it's just right, but now we have 59 against 1-1. Now, we created a situation where we have Yisur Mevatim Zoetzo. Namely, you can have this case of the 39 and the 29, even according to the Ramah. Let's read it inside. Mari kedera achas chasera melach, kedera shenis yisera melach, kol echad mutar mitzad nosen tam lufgam, and therefore, there's no nas, chatil nasis nevela, when you put them together, mashi ishbiach zo, mashi chaser zo, they cancel one another out, now we have the right tam, but we have over here now bitul. V'divrei pi chacham chen, it's a nice creative solution. The problem is it's not shot in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber says that Nisarvu B'Shogeg Mutar. Well, such a case could be Ma'ariv even B'Mezid, because you have Heter and Heter. There's no Iser putting Heter and Heter together to get Heter. The problem is putting Iser and Iser together to get Heter. So it's not shot in the Mechaber, but it's cute. Okay, but the Iker over here is really the first part, namely that the din of Isur Mevatim Zoetzo can either be viewed as a Svara, or can be viewed as a Halacha. If it's din in Tam, it's a Svara. If it's din in Shame, then it's a Halacha. Okay, now let's move over to Siman Saritet. Siman Saritet, din ha'atzamot im mitztarfen levatel Isur, That'll be the first four seifim. And shelo levatel isur lechatchila, that'll pull us through seifim hey, vav, and zayim. Two topics in Siman Saritet. Okay, we'll start off with the topic of atzamot. Machaber comes along in Paskins. Chatichas nevela sheishba basar ve'atzamot. Shenafla l'kederas heter. And now, this is, we have over here a situation of a taroves. We need shishim, and our question is, how do we judge shishim? What do we take into account in terms of the volume of the iser? So Machaber Paskins, atzmos ha'iser mitztarfim ima heter levatel ha'iser. Ve'ein tzarech lomar she'atzmos ha'heter mitztarfim ima heter. Avo moach she'batzamos ha'iser mitztarfim ha'iser. The marrow of the bone, that's considered to be food, and that's considered to be aser. And then the Machaber concludes, v'guf ha'kedera eina mitztarefes lo im ha'iser velo im ha'heter. Then the Rama says, v'yesh machmim shalo latzarif atzmo sa'iser ma'heter levatel v'mocham hefzeh yishlis mocham akilim u'matirin kikein ikar. Okay, so we have over here a psak of the Machaber with the chumra of the Rama. We have to try to understand what is the psak of the Machaber and what is the chumra of the Rama. So let's look in the Taz. The Taz says, atzmo sa'iser mitztarfim lefi she'enam halacha sif aleph einam b'nei achila einam b'chlal ha'iser. That the underlying assumption of the Machaber is that atzmos iser are muter. Atzmos iser are muter. Okay? The etzem of a nevela is muter. The etzem of a camel is muter. The etzem of a chazir is muter. Etzem of iser is muter. It's not food. The Torah asked food. Mibesorim lo tochelu. Mibetzorim. This is not food, and therefore there's no Isur Achila. However, even though this Etzem is Mutar, Becholzot, says the Machaber, and we've seen it explained by the Taz, it's different than the Kedera. The Kedera, we said, is not Mitztareth in either direction, right? The Kedera is neutral. Why is the Kedera neutral? The answer is because the kedera is bolea, the ratio that we have inside of it. If we have, let's say, a ratio of 30 to 1 inside of the kedera is going to be bolea, that same ratio, 30 to 1. It's not going to change the ratio 1 iota. Kedera is totally neutral. But over here, the Machaber Paskins that atzmos iser mitztarfim ima heter. They change the ratio, right? That if we have 30 of heter, one kezayis of nevela and a kezayis of atzamos, then it's 31 to 1. It's not 30 to 1, it's 31 to 1. Right? That we take into account the volume of the etzem and add that to the ratio of the heter, we don't take into account the volume of the pot. Why? Why is the etzem different than the pot? So the Rama continues, I'm sorry, the Taz continues, u'mikol makom, bol im heim al yedei habishul al kein mitztarfin levatel ha'isur ki ha'isur mitpashet gam letochan v'yesh bahem gam ken lachluchit levalbel ha'isur shebolin min habasar ha'asur. So over here the Taz explains that the Machaber is based on two assumptions. Assumption number one, atzmos isur are muter. Assumption number two, atzmos isur have a taste. They have a ta'am heter. They give out a taste. They have a lachluchit inside of them. We're not talking about a pot which is purely a sponge, which is boleya. We're talking about an etzem that has a plita. It's maflit heter. It's maflit itself. Ta'am etzem exists. We have ta'am basar. We have ta'am etzem. There's no such thing as ta'am pot. A pot has no ta'am. A pot is neutral. So the pot is not mitztaref lekano lesham. The heter is heter. The iser is iser. The etzim of the iser is heter with a time of heter. So it changes the ratio of what we have in the pot. So were we to have a situation where you were to have a piece of nevela that falls in, that's attached, say the following case. Here we have a pot, and here we have, let's say, 30 zeisim of vegetable soup. And we have over here this huge piece that falls in, which has one kezias of basar nevela, and it has over here 30 kezaisim of etzem, and that falls into the pot, and it's all cooked together. The result is heter. We have 60-1. This is the Pesach of the Mechaber, that atzmos iser are mutter, and they're mitztaref to the heter, to mevatel the iser. This pot has a volume, let's say, of 5. We don't care about this volume of 5, because this volume of 5 doesn't change the ratio. The pot simply absorbs everything which is in it. But the etzem doesn't only absorb, the etzem also gives out a tam. It has a tam heter. It has a lachmuchis inside of it. It's an organic, it's part of the body of the animal, and therefore it has a tam. It's part of the world of ochel. It's not edible, but it's part of the world of ochel as opposed to the world of kelim. Okay? That's the psak of the Mechaber. Comes along the Ramo, and certainly, of course, if over here we have atzamos of heter, they're certainly part of the 30. That's no question. That's the food, right? So that's mitzafim ha'isur. Gufa kederi explained that mitzarif lo ha'isur lo ha'heter. What's the machumra of the Ramah? The yesh machmirim shelo letzarif atzmos ha'isur im ha'heter levatel. That we're not mitzarif this third. That's the chumra. That's a tremendous chumra, right? We're saying it's not mutter, it's osur. Because we don't have over here 60-1. We have over here 30-1. We're not mitzarif this to the to the heter. Comes along the shach and says, "V'yesh machmirim shelo letzarif atzmos seisur maheter levatel, v'gam lo leisur, v'gam lo leisur, aval atzmos heter mitztarfim leheter." The shach over here, the way he interprets the Ramah appears to be very, very strange. The shach says what it appears to say is that the Ramah is telling us that the atzmos isur are like the kedera, namely that they're not mitztaref to isur, nor are they mitztaref to heter. They're not mitztaref to anything. They're not mitztaref. Okay, you want to say that? That's fine. But then the same shach says that atzmos heter give out a tam heter. So what's going on over here? Well, we have the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world that atzmos heter have a tam heter and atzmos iser have no tam. I mean, you know, the world is a world. It's the same gedi that we're shechting. If we shech the gedi properly, then we have atzmos heter and they have a tam. And if we're menabel, if the fellow sneezes in the middle of the sheet of the gedi, then we have over here atzmos iser and has no tam. Doesn't make sense. So the Chavas Das explains over here what the shach meant. Chavas Da says no. The Shach, in other words, the Shach again explained the Ramah. This is the Ramah. Aliva the Shach. That Atmos Iser are Osir, and Atmos Heter are Heter. Atmos Iser have a Tam Iser, and Atmos Heter have a Tam Heter. But that's not what the Ramah says. The Ramah says that the Atmos Iser are not Mitzarif to Heter, nor are they Mitzarif to Iser. So what we have to put in over here is one more word. The atzmos iser have a tam iser kalush, a weak tam. It's so weak that it's not mitzaref to the iser, but we can't be mitzaref either to the heter. And we have over here a very, very basic machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber paskins that atzmos iser are mutarim, and they have a ta'am heter. The Ramah paskins that atzmos iser are asurim, and they have a ta'am iser kolish. That's the machlokas between them. So according to the Mechaber, the atzmos iser are mitztarif to heter. They have a ta'am heter, mitzarif to heter. According to the Ramah, the atmos iser are osur, but they're not mitzarif to the iser because the tam is kolosh. Nor, of course, are they mitzarif to the heter because it's a tam of iser. And so it turns out that halachically they're like the kedera, but not because they're neutral, but because they have a tam iser kolot. That's the way the Chavos Das explains the Rama. Now, just one more word. The Rama over here is a chumrah. Rama says this is a chumrah to view the atmos iser as being aser, because really meikar hadin, the atmos iser are heter. That's what he concludes. In other words, the Rama agrees with the Machaber. So you have over here the Machaber and the Rama, the Iker Hadid, is that Atmos Iser are Mutarim. That's what we have to remember. Atmos Iser are Mutarim. We just have over here, the Rama says we should be Machmir as though they're Asurim with the Tam Iser of Kolosh. In other words, so according to the Machaber, Luchatila, if this falls into here, we have Heter. According to the Rama, l'chatchila will say it's aser, because it's 1 to 30, and this tam is a tam kolosh, that doesn't get involved. 1 to 30 is aser, but in the case of Hefsed Meruba, this was your Shabbos chelent, right? Then you can eat it, even according to the Rama. Yes?
Two questions. First, according to the Rama, how can you
be sorry
for the atzmos heter? Is that
heter?
Is that also tam
kolosh? No. Tam het, in other words, the realm of heter, everything is mutter, which is not aser. Everything is mutter, and heter has a tam. A tam kolosh of heter is still heter. No, exactly. Tam kolosh of iser is not something that we take into account in terms of changing the ratio. It doesn't change the ratio of the iser to the heter. Tam heter kolosh does. I mean, that's the difference between heter and iser. We assume everything is mutter unless we know it's aser. Okay. So over here, tam of heter is a tam. It changes the ratio that we have over here, more heter, but the tam iser is so kalush, it's so weak, it doesn't change the ratio. Okay, that's what that's the chumrah. It's a chumrah. It's not ikar hadid. Michael, sorry.
Why do we have to assume that the Rama is saying that it was started with iser? Why can we just say that it's the same as the kedera? Especially if we're saying ikar hadin, Rama agrees to mechaber.
Because why distinguish between atzmos heter and atzmos iser? In other words, it's the same etzem. It's one goat.
We're already distinguishing. Like, aren't we already distinguishing? The Rama is saying that atzmos, is the Rama saying that atzmos heter are
mitzvah
with heter?
The Rama says no. The Rama says atzmos. The fact that atzmos heter and mitzvah heter is the mechaber. The Rama is a cholik on that. Atmos heter and mitzarif leheter. That's kal v'chomer. There's no machokas on that.
So that because of that, we would understand the Rama to be saying that atmos heter and mitzarif leheter. Because it doesn't say that straight up. It just says that it's not mitzarif leheter.
Right. I'm saying the Rama according to the Shach. The Shach says that Rama yesh machim shelo letzarif atmos heiser meheter levatel v'gam lo leiser. They're not mitzarif either to the heter or to the iser. Avol atmos heter mitzarifim leheter. In other words, that the Shach is medayik in the language of the Rama. He's medayik in the language of the Rama, that it's not mitzaref to the heter, nor is it mitzaref to the iser. But on the level of atmos heter, that remains where we were. And it's very difficult to say that this etzem has tam, this etzem doesn't have tam. To say this etzem has a tam, which comes into the ratio, and this etzem has a tam, which doesn't come into the ratio, that Ari doesn't like, but we can live with it. But to say this etzem has a tam, this etzem doesn't have a tam, it's the same etzem. It's the same etzem. It's the same goat. So it all depends on how we shefted it. We shefted the goat properly, right? Then we shefted the goat properly. One goat has a hole in its lung. One goat doesn't have a hole in its lung. So you're going to say the goat that has a hole in its lung, its etzem doesn't have tam. But the goat that has a hole doesn't have a hole in its lung, its etzem has tam. It's the same goat. It's the same goat. You know, it doesn't make sense to distinguish on that plane. Okay, so in any case, what's important for us to know is that atmos iser are mutarim. Yes?
In Mechaber's case, we said the etzim is poly tam heter.
Yes.
And the kedera is neutral. So does that mean that this is only a new kedera that has never been used?
A new kedera, right. A kedera that had been used, and it's been yomo. So then its walls contain, let's assume, vegetable soup. That's going to go into the kedera as well, right? That's but the kedera, the gufa kedera, that's what the Mechaber uses the language. The gufa kedera, the metal of the kedera, is not mitzareif lekan o lesham. A new kedera or an old kedera, which is eno ben yomo, which has no meaningful blia inside of it. Okay. Two more points, then we'll get to gelatin. The Bach over here has a question. The Bach is raised, you know, it's found in the Taz, Sifkatan Aleph, and in the Shach, Sifkatan Gimel. The Bach asks the following question. He says, let's look at this. Let's look at this piece of Nevela. One Kizaisim Nevela touched 30 Kizaisim of bone. Okay. According to the Ramah, we pointed out there's a din in Hanan Bishari Suri. That's a given. We pointed out the moment that you have Hanan and Shari Surim, we went Hilchos Shlita. We pointed out, I'm sorry for those who are here who don't want Hilchos Shlita. We pointed out that this could bring about an Easter Dovok. Easter Dovok means that we assume that when this falls into the Kedera, the Nevela is first absorbed by that which it's organically attached, and only afterwards goes into the Kedera. Or that this comes in and tops out and goes back in. In any case, we have over here that this one expands to 30. Right? If the one expands to 30, we have 30 kizasim over here of Easter before going into the Kedera. And, if you'll say, just a minute, this is just etzem, we saw the same Ramah also holds that a kli cheres, where machmir, that a kli cheres is naase nevela. So therefore, the Bach puts one and one and one together. Hanan brings about Iser Davuk. One, two. And we apply this din of Hanan even to a Kli Cheres that we saw in Siman Tzadichet. So over here, why should would the Machaber say, or why should the Ramah agree Me'ikar Hadin? Why should the Ramah say Me'ikar Hadin that the Machaber is right, that Atzmos Iser are Mutarim, the etzem is attached to the meat. And so we should say Iser Davuk, that over here we have a creation of Hanan, and we have over here 30 of Iser falling into 30 of Heter. In other words, why do we say that it's Mistarif LeHeter? The Tam goes first into here and then into the rest of the Kedera. That's the question of the Bach. And if you'll say in the Bach, just a minute, this is etzem, so the Bach says, why is this etzem any different than Kli Cheres? If in Kli Cheres it absorbs and becomes Aser, if the Kli Cheres can become Aser, the Etzem can become Aser. Both the Shach and the Taz give the same Terutz, and they say that the Bach Higzim, that the Bach, in other words, made a wrong assumption. The reason that Kli Cheres, basically the din of Hanan, is a din which is in Ochle. Basically, the din of Hanan is a din in Ochlin. Chaticha nases nevela. The reason that Kli Cheres has a status of Hanan, according to the Mordechai, is because there's a common denominator between Kli Cheres and Ochlin. An Ochel doesn't lend itself to Hag'olah. You can't take the taste out of an Ochel. An Ochel is always going to maintain part of its taste. You can't be Magil in Ochel. You can't be Magil a Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres, you can't be Magil. And therefore, the Mordechai says, we have a din of Hanan also by Kli Cheres, because it's similar to Ochlin. But an etzem, a bone, can be magil. If you have an ivory spoon, an ivory spoon is bone, you can and it becomes treif. You heat up a kadera of water, it boils, you toss the ivory spoon in, and poof, you can be magil the ivory spoon. So therefore, you can't compare etzem to Kli Cheres. That's what the Shach and the Taz both say to reject the Bach. Namely, we're dealing over here with etzem. Etzem is like matechet, it's like metal. We don't say that metal becomes Hanan. The Mordechai only went as far as saying that Kli Cheres becomes Hanan. No one says that metal or glass become Hanan. You can be magil them. So if you can be magil metal, wood, glass, you could also be magil etzem. Okay, so that's just a side point, just to put that on the side. That's what we have over here to read it inside of the Taz. Umori v'chami zal hiksha al harama shekasa b'taraschatos dafilu hacheresh shebekli tzarach shishim kenegdo im kan neima ha'atzamos nasos nevela kevan shedvukim hem lebesar ha'isur maishna mechatichas basar shehalev davuk bo v'kaveh, that we have a concept of iser davuk, sheosa chaticha nasins devela, v'ani omer, Moshe emes v'taraso emes. Etzem ze dome mamash likli, da'aminan be'besimon tzadichet, lo aminan chaticha nasins devela by a kli, if it's matechet, even according to the Mordechai, because it has a heter in Hagala. Hachanami hay etzem efshar lahafrid hanivra mimenu achshav, ayidei bishol mabasar sha'ala b'hagala, etc., etc. Kli etzem nitarim b'hagala. Alkein lo shayach kan chaticha atzo nasins devela, okay, that there's no din of Chanan by Yetzer. So far, so good? Let's look at Sif Beis. Bamedvar mamurim, when do we say that Atzmos Yisr mitztarfim ema heter? Kishenofra chatichas nevela lekederas heter kishehi chaya. When it falls raw into the vegetable soup. Avol im nisbashra techila, first you cooked up the nevela with the etzem, and then nofra lekederas heter, then the atzamos are mitztarfos im ha'isur, lefisha bo'u mi besar ha'nevela kishenisbashra levada. It says that if this piece falls in raw into the vegetable soup, then we say we have 60 to 1. But if this piece was cooked already, and then falls in, no, because then the 1 went into the 30, and now we can't say that the 30 is mitztarif. Just a minute. That's chanan. That's chaticha nasein snevela. But we just said a minute ago that no one holds that. That the Bach made it, asked a question, but he was wrong. The Shach and the Taz said there's no din of chanan by etzem. Etzem is not an ochel. Etzem is a kli. It's nitan lahag'ala. There's no din of chanan by what's this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch? What's this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch? And b'chlal, the machaber doesn't hold of chanan by shar isurim. What's this whole halacha? Nisbash la tchila acharkach nafli kederas heter, and there's no shach, and there's no taz. Namely, the shach and the taz felt this halacha is obvious. What's this halacha? Where does it come from? So thank God for the Be'er Heitev. The Be'er Heitev explains this halacha. Look in Sif Dalid. Lo sagi b'shishim neged b'sar hanavela, v'shema nitma'et ha'basar b'yishulo v'nichnas ba'atzamot, Kain Isa Batur. You can't understand a Sif in Shulchan Aruch without going back to the source. That over here, we're talking about a following situation. We have a piece of cooked meat attached to bone. We never saw this meat in its raw state. Anyone who has served in a kitchen knows that when you cook meat, what happens to it? It shrinks. So we have no idea what this one was to begin with. Maybe this one was 15. And when we cooked it long enough, it shrank to be the size of one. And what happened to the other 14? They were absorbed in the etzem. And therefore, we have to be choshesh that, you know, that the size of the etzem may have been what was there. Maybe there was a piece the size of 30 and absorbed in the etzem. Namely, we're not going to have over here more than what could have been absorbed, but this is not a din of chana. This is a din that maybe the basar was nitma'et, and that basar is now found inside of the etzem. Nothing to do with chanan. The machaber doesn't hold of chanan by shari surim. This is not. This is the, we don't have a din of chanan by etzem. This is nothing to do with chatir nasins nevela. This is simply that we don't know how much raw meat there was to begin with, so we have no idea how much ta'am there is here. We know there's an upper limit. There's no more than 30 of ta'am. Because there's no room in the etzem to hold more than 30. But we don't know if there's 30, if there's 15, if there's 10, if there's 5. And so, we always take our worst case scenario, maybe this piece of meat was the size of 30, and it shrunk. Were we to have seen the piece of meat to begin with, then this halacha wouldn't apply. If let's say we saw the piece of meat to begin with, and there were two zeisim of heter, two zeisim of the veil attached to the bone, then when this falls in, we have 30 against 2. That's all. If there were 5 kazesim, 30 against 5. But if we don't know how much was there, that's when we have to count the entire amount as being, I shouldn't say 30 against 5, the other way around. In other words, let's go back to our case. We have over here 30 kazesim of vegetable soup. And we have over here a piece of 30 of bone, and we have
let's say, again, one of, and we have over here one desires of Iser. So in this case, when this if this is raw and it falls in, it's batel. The one's batel to 60. If this is cooked and then falls in, so we say we can't say you have a rebito b'shishim, because maybe this one was two. Maybe it was two. And then we have 60 to 2. Then we have 60 to 2. So since we don't know, we can't apply the principle of atmos iser mastarfim in a heter in a situation where it was cooked. That's all that we're saying over here.
B'medrum amurim, atmos iser mastarfim in a heter, kishenachlach atichas anavelo k'teras heter, kishichaya. Aval imdis bash latchila v'achakach nafla k'teras heter, atmos sheba mitstarfim in a iser, fi sheba lu mi besar hanavelo, shenis bash laba,
because we don't know how much it was bolea from the Iser.
Okay.
Our bottom line is that according to the Machaber and the Ramam Iker Hadin, Atmos Iser Amruta.
Therefore, if this is all we had, so if I were to be asked, can I take a bone of Nevela or of Chazer? Can I take a bone of Iser, pour over it sulfuric acid and phosphoric acid, grind it up, boil it, and get a white powder, and that white powder is called gelatin, and add it to my milk to make chocolate pudding. What should be the halacha? Mutter. All my ingredients are mutter. Atmos Iser are mutter. Right? Atmos Iser are basically mutter, and so there should be no problem at all in terms of gelatin. However, we have a Rambam. The Rambam says, this is Perek Dalet, Hilchos Machalos, Asuros Ocha Yudches, Ha'ochel Ninavela Utrefa, Omi Behema V'chaya Hatmeyim, that which is non-kosher, Behema Archaya, Min Ha'or, Umin Ha'atzamot, Umin Ha'gidim, Umin Ha'karnayim, Umin Ha'tlafim, the hoofs, Umin Ha'tzipornayim, Shal'of, B'mekomot Shemavatzvez Sham Hadam, Kishiyachtuchu, Umin Hashil Yashalahem, Af al Pishahu Asur, Hareze Patur, Neshein Elu Ruin Lachila, Vachuba. The Machaber, the Rama Paskins, that we have an Isur to eat Atzbos Nevega Utrefa. It's an Isur without Malkos. Isur without Malkos. What does it mean to have an Isur without Malkos? Is this an Isur de Araisa without Malkos, or is this an Isur Drabanan? That's unclear. You can't tell from the Rambam whether we're dealing over here with a watered-down Isur D'Oraisa or an Isur Drabanan, but we have over here an Isur. And the Machaber ignores this Rambam. And the question is, what do we do with the Rambam? How do we deal with the Machaber and the Rambam? The Machaber simply says, Atmos Isur Amuter. Rambam says, Atmos Isur are Usur. So here we have a very, very powerful machlokes achronim, how to understand what appears to be a stira between the Rambam and the Machaber. One day is that of the Achiezer, or Chaim Ozer, based in Vilna, and on his side we have the Chazon Yecheskel, Rav Abramsky, that they were basically in one camp, and Rav Aaron Kotler is in the other camp. The approach of the common denominator between Reb Chaim Ozer and the Chazon Yecheskel is the working off of the Ram. Go back to the Shach Sif Katan Aleph. Atzmos Iser, Lafinis Daiti, Bishas, Yerushalmi, Kedas Haraol, Psef Bedakabayis, Vilharan. What's the Shita of the Ran? The Atzmos Harakos Mitztarfim Leisur. Machmat Moach Shebehen, Umachmat Rakutan, Yetze Lachut. Aval Atzmos Yeveshim, Oklipos Shel Beitzim, Vekahe Gavna, Af Osen Shel Iser, Mitztarfim Levatel HaIser, Vechein, this question whether it's Iser Beheter or not, clearly it's the Bach. Namely, that there are Atzamos, and there are Atzamos. There are hard Atzamos, and there are soft Atzamos. The Mechader, who says that Atzamos are Mutter, he's talking about hard Atzamos. The Rambam, who says that Atzamos are Usser, he's talking about soft Atzamos. That's just to read you the language of the Achiezer. This is in Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Gimel, Uma shekosav harambam, perek dalet echos macholos asuros, halacha yudches, min haor, vahatzamos vahagidim, afal pishu osar, reze patur, you have an Easter without malkos, hainu ba'atzamos harakin. That's soft atzamos. Soft atzamos. You know, like when you eat a fish, so you have, there are hard atzamos, there are soft atzamos. So in an animal as well, you have hard atzamos, and you have soft atzamos. What if you have a hard etzem, which is still fresh, which is moist, a hard etzem, which is lach, etzem kashe v'lach, that's a machlokes between the Chazon Yecheskel and the Achiezer. The Chazon Yecheskel says, the moment the etzem is hard, who cares whether it's lach or it's yavesh, it's mutter. Rav Abramsky says that as long as the etzem is lach, then it's osur. Namely, according to the Achiezer, we have the Rambam is talking about two atzamos. Either the etzem rach, the soft etzem, which is pliable, or the etzem kosher, which is still rach. According to the Chazon Yecheskel, the Rambam is only talking about an etzem which is rach. An etzem which is kosher, be it yavesh or rach, is mutar legamrei. That's one approach. So according to that approach, if someone wanted to make gelatin, he would simply do one of two things. If he is a Chazon Yecheskelnik, he will separate out the grain from the chaff. He'll go to a Shlachtois, and he'll say, give me all the Atzamos Koshos. And then the next day, he'll just take these Atzamos Koshos, pour them the sulfuric acid, boil them up, get the powder, and it's mutter. It's mutter. As long as these atzamos are clean, as long as they cleaned off all the nevela, there's no nevela stuck to them, they took all the marrow out of the bones, no, right? That the bones are just pure bones, pure hard bones. Even if they're fresh, there's no problem. According to the Achiezer, what you'd have to do is take the hard bones and then dry them out. Dry them out. And then you can make your gelatin. Right? According to Achiezer, you can make it even with fresh bones. According to Chazon Yecheskel, you can make it even with the fresh bones. According to the Achiezer, you have to dry them out. What if you want to save money, and instead of going to the Shlachtois and asking for bones you have to pay for, go to restaurants and go through and take their garbage. Take the garbage of the restaurant where they throw away all the bones. They're already cooked with a nevela. Just a minute. It's cooked with a nevela. So dry them out, and then what do you do with them after you dry them out? Be magil them. Dry them out, and then be magil them. How can you be magil a bone? Either you can put it in a pot of boiling water and be magil out the taste, or pour sulfuric acid over it, which is part of the process of making gelatin anyway, and you have libud, right? That'll burn out anything which is within it. And so, according to the Achiezer, you could use fresh bones. I'm sorry, you can use, according to the Chazon Yecheskel, you can use fresh bones. According to the Achiezer, you can use raw dry bones or dry bones even that were cooked, because the process itself is a process of libun. Okay, that is one approach to understanding the stira between the Machaber and the Ramah. Depends which kinds of bones. Soft bones, hard bones. Damp, fresh bones, dry bones. But that's all you have to do, yes?
Is that Mukuliyama, the chemical libun is full libun?
Chemical libun with sulfuric acid is full libun, right, on a bone. On a bone.
I mean, I know logically it makes sense. But
yeah, no, that's what the Achiezer says. Anyways, that... Umashi yesh lachosh bezeh she'atamos itzbashlu v'bolu mibesar nevela, etc. Bezeh harei b'inan hag'ola kamo b'shar kli etzem. And then he says... Yeah, I'm sorry. It's difficult. I know it's my photo set. It's an old photo set. It's a little hard to read, but I seem to recall that he said that this... He said, Ulam nira ba'ofen zeh shenifsad ligamrei adei hasid shel melach v'hafasfor hasoreif u'machala eino roi od l'plita, etc. That's the equivalent of that's, you know, it's like offer ba'alma and it's bata mitaras iser, etc. We can destroy it. Simply destroy it. Destroy any nevela that may have been absorbed. That's yeah. He says the black and white. Yeah, he is it. Okay, so this then is what in America was marketed for many years as kogel, kosher gelatin, namely that it was under hashgacha, which when one of those cases of Tkiyas HaMeisim, there was a Rav Vachtfogel in Philadelphia who gave the hashgacha, not Rav Vachtfogel from Lakewood, Rav Vachtfogel from Philadelphia gave the hashgacha, and he died, and it kept giving the hashgacha for years and years. Amazing. But it was this kogel, with that the hashgacha was that the bones were hard, dried out, and if they had been cooked, that they underwent, you know, that once certain that they underwent this process of kain hagala in order for us to be sure that all we have are bones, and everyone agrees, the Machaber and the Rambam, that hard bones, dry bones certainly, are basically mutter. And in Eretz Yisrael, that's the psak of the Rabbanut Harashit, you'll find on that which is not Mahadrin, that which is kosher, that you look at the ingredients, say gelatin kasher. Gelatin kasher. Let's say the elite taffy. You know, what tastes so good. Right? The little elite taffies. So you have what's called elite migadim, which is under Badatz, that uses agar-agar, but the classic elite taffy, under Rabbanut Nazareth Elite. So it'll have an ingredient, gelatin kasher. Or in terms of the puddings, right? If you have a chocolate pudding, which is not mahadrin, so it would have gelatin kasher, or some of the gel caps that are used for medications. So they'll say kosher gelatin, gelatin kasher. That's a gelatin kasher that the Rabbanut accepted the psak of the Achiezer. That is one direction. The other direction of understanding the stira between the Machaber and the Rambam is Pumfakert. And that's what Rav Aaron Kotler paskin. There was an article in a publication called Noam, where Rav Nachum Tzvi Kronmel, who was the Rav of Beis Din in Albany Vasviva, asked, he was the Rav HaMachshir for Barton's candies. So he asked three poskim, what's the din of gelatin? Rav Aaron Kotler, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Vad HaRabbanim of Agudas Yisrael. And the psak of Rav Aaron Kotler went through the entire sugya and explains as follows. Rav Aaron says that, no, you got it all wrong. The Machaber agrees with the Rambam that Atmos Yisr are Aser. Atmos Yisr are Aser. What's this halacha over here that Atmos Iser mitztarfim mehetar levatel ha'iser? What the Chavazda said in the Ramah, that's what Rav Aaron Kotler says in the Machaber. Namely, that Atmos Iser give out a ta'am kagush. They give out a ta'am kagush of Iser. And because they give out a ta'am kagush of Iser, it's really like they have no ta'am. Like it's as though they have no meaningful ta'am. So they are basically batel berov in terms of the tarovus. They're batel berov in a tarovus. Once they're batel berov, then iser nehefach lios heter, and they're mitzaref to the heter in terms of the shear of shishin. Namely, that the mechaber goes through two stages. The atzmos iser are aser, but they give out a tam kolosh. Because they only give out a tam kolosh, so therefore they are batel berov, because it's as though they have no tam, and so they're batel berov. And once they're batel berov, they're mitztaref to the heter in terms of making shishim against the nevela. The yesh machmir of the Ramah says that second stage we don't do. Shelo letzaref ha'atzamos ha'isra maheter. To say that they're batel berov and then they're mitztaref to the heter, that far we don't go. We simply say they're not mitztaref to isra, not mitztaref to heter, because they have a tam kolosh. Namely, that again, what the Chavas Das did to the Ramah. The Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Aaron Kotler understood, that's the Mechaber and the Ramah. The only machokas between them is, do you have Tziruf the Heter? Or don't you have Tziruf the Heter? But the Atzmos Iser are Osir with the Tam Kolish. No. So that's when an Atzmos Iser falls into a Taroves, then we have an Iser with a Tam Kolish. But an Etzem of Iser to make gelatin out of it, to make gelatin out of that, that's Osir. The Etzem is Osir. It's Macholos Asuros. And therefore, we have over here a problem that gelatin coming from atzamos of non-kosher animals or atzamos of kosher animals that are nevelos utrefos, that is a non-kosher ingredient. And if you're using it as a davar hamaimid, which gelatin is usually used as, it's used as a catalyst, so then davar hamaimid afilu be'elef lo batel, that means that the whole whatever you're making, the chocolate pudding or the taffy, is all going to be 100% usser. That's the psak of the OU. Right? That the OU, when they gave the OU on Barton's, insisted that if Barton's want to use gelatin for any of their candies, they have to use gelatin of kosher animals, right? Kosher bones. Atzmos heter. You can make gelatin out of atzmos heter, but not out of atzmos iser. Atzmos heter are mutter, atzmos iser are usser. Okay. Now that's the broader picture. Now let's just go through some of the details in terms of the psak, but the broad picture I think you have. Yes?
So when we're saying kosher, we're saying that they've gone through the chef proper shechita process.
Excuse me?
You were saying
that you go to a shlachtois, and if they're matrif a goat, you can't use it tatsamos. But any goat which is on the assembly line to be eaten, so then before it gets packaged, take out the bones and use those bones to make gelatin. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Why wouldn't the candy now become bizarre?
That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Gudas Rebbe, that's what they talk about. That's what they talk about. In other words, the question: should the candy then? You know, how can you have a milchik Barton's? In other words, because it's made out of gelatin, and gelatin is basically coming from an etzem, and an etzem is bisari. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, let's go through. I just want to go through the two shittos now, a little more in detail. The Chazon Yechez, the tshuva of the Achiezer is printed in the. There's a Shelos Tshuvos Achiezer of Chaim Grudinsky. It's generally sold in one volume. The volume goes through Chelok Aleph, Chelok Beis, Chelok Gimel. So in Chelok Gimel, Simon Lamed Gimel, that's where you have his tshuva. The tshuva of the Chazon Yechezkel is found. The Chazon Yechezkel, Rav Yechezkel Abramsky, wrote a perush on the Tosefta that we have downstairs in the Beis Medrash. In the back of the volume of Zeroyim, that's where you have his Shelos Tshuvas, okay, hiding in the back of the volume. So over there in Simon Hey of his Shelos Tshuvas, he has the question Bedin HaGelatin. It was written to the head of the rabbinic supervisor of the OU at that time, Rev Rosenberg, preceded Rabbi Ganak in his position. In other words, that Rabbi Rosenberg sent out, what do we do with gelatin? And the Chazon Yechezkel answered. And so I'll just go through his tshuva for you briefly. I mentioned to you that the Rabbanut Rashit of Eretz Yisrael is somech on the tshuva of the Achiezer. When I came in Aliyah, so I called them and asked them on what basis do they give the hechsher on kosher gelatin. So they told me two things. They said, the Achiezer, and also, Ponim Chadoshos Ba'ulakan. Ponim Chadoshos Ba'ulakan. That we have over here a Yesh Me'ayin, that this gelatin has nothing to do with its previous state. So that din of Ponim Chadoshos Ba'ulakan, you should know the makor, because it's used quite often, is a Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted in the Rosh in Brachos. In Perek. Perek Vav. Simon Lamed Hey. The Rosh quotes over there, the Rabbeinu Yonah, where he deals with a Chatichas Iser which fell into Dvash. A Chatichas Iser which fell into Dvash. So he says, Hare HaDvash, Im Nafal Bo Chatichas Shel Iser, Afal Gav Sheha Iser Nimoach B'toch HaDvash, Kevan Shederach HaDvash, lehachzir hadavar hanofel letocho dvash. There's a, the dvash has the power of making a chemical change within that which falls into it and turn it also into dvash. Kmodat dvash deninen le umuter. Af al pisha betchila, it was something else. Panim chadashos ba'olakan. Yeah, in other words, that if we have an item that undergoes a very, very strong chemical change, then it loses its original identity and becomes its new identity. Dvash has that power. So the question is whether we can apply that same thing to gelatin. So the Chazon Yecheskel says, Dovar baruhu, asher ha-gelatin ha-naseh mi-atzamot, eina yitzira chadasha shenishtana mi-chomer ha-rishon el-chomer ha-chadash legamrei ayidei emtsoim chimiyim. We have no serious chemical change. All that is occurring in the process of making gelatin is a process of purifying, namely taking out of the bone that enzyme, which is really the gelatin. The gelatin, who also achomer atzmo, sheishnan ba'atzamos. All the chemical means that we are using is simply lahafrid, sharachomarim, sheishnan ba'atzamos, niachomer gelatin. We're not interested in calcium, and we're not interested in vitamin D. We're not interested in anything else which is in the bones, other than the gelatin which is in the bones. What? This is the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Shelo yafsiduhu, shelo yigru es tivo. And therefore, you can't speak about the fact that maybe we should, can't build Rabbeinu Yonah, b'dvash enafa b'chaticha shel isur, because this is not Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Tarashit feels that there are two eterim, the Achiezer and Panim Chadashos. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky was aware that some people wanted to use that. He said, no. However, l'maisa, I agree with the Matirim, and I will bring you the following proofs. Proof number one, he quotes a sifra in Parsha Shmini. The pasuk says, "Mi besarim lo tochelu, v'lo min ha'atzamot." Torah, in other words, the sifra says that besarim is aser and atzamos are mutter. That's a. Then he quotes the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam that we saw. The Magid Mishnah said, just like atzamos are mufka from tumas nevelos, they're also mufka from isurim, isuri achila of nevelos. It's Magid Mishnah. Third raya he brings from a Rashi im Sachim. Rashi im Sachim is talking about Gid HaNosha, that there is a day in the Gemara, Daf Kaf Beis im Sachim, that Gid HaNosha ain bo menos ein tam. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Hareza kid atzamos, shem eitz ba'alma, velo ishtri b'chal nevela. Just like an etzem has no taste, and is not a nevela, so also the Gid HaNasha has no taste and is not aser. Namely, that we have over here a number of, in other words, both from the Sifra and the Magid Mishnah and Rashi, they all assume that, what? Psachim Daf Kaf Beizem Ad Aleph. They all assume that there's no Iser. What do we do with the Rambam? So we set it up, right? The Rambam holds, the Rambam's talking about Atzamos Rakot, and the Sifra and the Magid Mishnah and the Rashi are talking about Atzamot Yeveshot, and he points out that Kedua HaGelatin Naaseh Me'atzamot Acharei Sheheim Mityabshot K'shtei Shanim B'chom HaShemesh Be'eretz Hodu. Right? Okay, and therefore there is no problem. But he ends off his tshuva with a fascinating sociological halachic ending. He says, "Omnam kein lahalacha lo nira li baze iser." I think basically gelatin is mutter. Avo lemaisa yesh lehitiyashev im lo yichshelu ayidei hora heter b'davar. Before being matir publicly, think about what effect this heter is going to have. Who is going to be nichshal? Elu hatoim v'hamatim et ha'acherim ba'amram shedine Torah mekablim shinui kefichefetz harabanim umori harabi Yisrael. Those who say, if there's a rabbinic will, there's a halachic way, right? They'll say, just a minute, what's going on over here? Up to now, gelatin was aser. And now, all the same thing, it's mutter. Probably, you know, there's economic gain and da-da-da. No, it's, the rabbis can play with halacha like silly putty. Hagala gelatin b'chlal shelo amdu amahuso, v'chisaron ha-yediyah, it's ofen asiyaso, hayin mekubal adata v'fiyekol k'davar ha-aser. Because no one ever bothered to check how it was actually made. V'yan u'b'yan shadavar golav yadua b'yikara hu'ba me'atzmos nevelo trefa u'michisaron yediyah yesho sifu od v'amru she'etzem ha'chomer shel ha'gelatin hu'bosar ha'moch shebatzamos v'ein zepachat shav im nachshel shehora teter b'gelatin techazek et ha'deya ha'mishubeshet ha'nafutza kol kach b'doreinu b'zodun u'b'shkaga she'iser v'heter b'yedei ha'rabonim k'chomer b'yad ha'yotzer v'al kolgon zeh nemer b'yuma al titnu mokom ratzdukim lirdot. That's what the Tzdukim claim, that the Rabbanim just they wanted to be in charge. They wanted to control life. V'zeh lashon Rabbeinu Chananel b'mesecha Shabbos u'meihav mashmi'ino nafilu dvarm hamutarim k'gon eilu chadoma behen hamasurim l'am ha'aretz ein adam rashay lahorot behen laheter aliyachmer aleihem le'isur. People think something is aser, you should think twice before saying it's mutter, even if it's really, really mutter. And therefore, the Chazon Yecheskel, when he sent his tshuva to Rav Rosenzweig, requested, this is what his children write, shelo yad pesua, he shouldn't publish it. Umagod lahafta also, hut pesua, pardes, b'shan Allah mit chover esav. Someone in the OU just went ahead and published his tshuva that was supposed to have been written as an unpublished tshuva. So once it was already published, so his children already published it in the Chazon Yecheskel, that at least people should see exactly what the Chazon Yecheskel wrote. But, you know, it's very, very interesting that even though he felt it was mutter, he was not that, and he was writing much after the Achiezer already wrote before World War II. This was written in the 1950s. Tesvav. Tavshin Tet Zayin. 1950s. In the 1950s. But Bechol Zot, in other words, the Achiezer was viewed like a Das Yochid. So even though Chazon Yecheskel basically agreed with him and brought a lot of rayos to this approach, but he was not sure that people should change their psak. Yes, Shimon.
So was he saying that the processing with acid takes care of even the rakos problem, not just the lach problem?
He viewed that the yibush of the, in other words, that if you, in other words, that the atzamas hakoshos are mutar even without yibush l'shitato. The atamas harakos l'shitato are mutar via yibush. That we have, those who have a full Shulchan Aruch, if you go back to Siman Pei Zayin, Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, Halacha Yud, Siman Pei Zayin Sif Yud. So over there, the Ramah says that if we have a keva, we have a stomach lining of an animal, which is totally dried out, then it doesn't have a status any longer of basar. It loses its status of basar, and it's considered to be parva if it's totally dried out. And so the Chazon Yecheskel says, you see that by drying something out, the status can change. It becomes yavesh, and it becomes ke'etz ba'alma, and it's mutter. The difference is that over there, the Shach says it's only bidyev and not l'chatchila. Over here, the Chazon Yecheskel, not mistaken, says that A, over there talking about a deraisa status. Over here, we may be only talking about a drabanan status. Rama says it's pater without malchus. It may only be drabanan. And, or even it's deraisa without malchus, maybe that's what we can make el. And B, I don't want to get involved. Okay, leave it at that. Leave it at that.
So this would apply,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to use it. It would apply to all gelatin, not just gelatin under hashgacha.
The hashgacha is that it was dried out properly. That it came from these bones right out in India or something similar. The in other words, the hashgacha is that these are really made from dry bones. That's the hashgacha.
And they investigated it? They didn't just rely on standard practice?
Yeah, no, so I'm saying, so that had to be investigated. So Rabbanut sends people to the gelatin factories to be sure that the raw material is kach v'kach. The OU, I mentioned, are machmir like, they are machmir that the gelatin has to come from kosher animals, and that's for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reasons, to the best of my knowledge. One reason is they basically hold like Rav Aaron Kotler, that even the Machaber agrees with the Rambam that Atzmos Yisur are Osir. Even if they're Koshos, even if they're Yaveshos, Atzmos Yisur are Osir. A. B, as the Chazon Yecheskel himself said, there's no Panim Chadashos Baalakan. Because there's no chemical change. It's only a process of chemically purifying, refining, taking out the ingredient that we need. C, there are others who want to say that maybe gelatin is not edible. It's true that gelatin goes to a state when it's inedible, but the bottom line is that the food which is made from it is edible, so it's hard to use the concept that it's nifsad v'nifsal l'achila. We have over here like a chozer v'nir. It goes through a state and then comes back to being edible. That to say that gelatin is batel, we view gelatin as a davar hamamid. It's davar hamamid. It's not batel. It's achshavei, etc. And finally, there have been articles that have been written that bichlal, the whole gelatin industry has changed, and they no longer use bones as the raw material, but they use muscles and collagen and tissues. That's already basar. That's already no longer. You can't build yourself on the heterim of atzamos, and or they use the atzamos lechos, etc. And therefore, you shouldn't be samach on heter de'achiezer. So the OU just holds that if you want to use gelatin, you have to use gelatin from kosher animals. If you're using gelatin from kosher animals, that's already basar. So here we come to the question, is there a problem that gelatin is basari? So here Rav Moshe has a tshuva. It's brought down in Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Zayin, that assuming that the gelatin is made from it's from the skins or the bones, etc. In other words, that doesn't have a status of basar. This we'll get to when we learn Hilchos Basar v'Chalav, that the status of basar only applies to the edible part of the basar, not to the skin and to the bones. And then Rav Aaron Kotler paskins that even if you were to say that there would be a din of basar v'chalav in the skin and the bones, but the gelatin is made from a yotzei from the skins and the bones. Like it comes out, it's twice removed from the basar. So therefore, all the poskim say that in gelatin is not a problem of basar v'chalav. Okay, so you should be aware of what the basic shitos are over here, and that it basically comes from a stira between the Rambam and the Machaber, and the question is how to farem for the stira. To say the Rambam basically agrees with the Machaber, or the Machaber basically agrees with the Rambam. Once you have that, those are the two basic assumptions, then you can learn either of them. In other words, you can learn Pshat both ways, and there's no, in terms of the lumdus of the Shitas, I don't think that either Shita makes more or less sense than the other, because the concept of Iser Kolosh, we already put into the Ramah. So if you already put it into the Ramah, you can put it into the Machaber as well. In other words, the lumdus is fine on both sides. If you want to see Rav Aaron Kotler's tshuva, so I have it if you want to photostat it, or if you want to go back, maybe it's in some database. There used to be a very, very well-known halachic journal called Noam that came out on a yearly basis. It was a hardcover journal. It came out once a year, and in volume Chet, that's where you have the arguments on gelatin pro and con, and that's where Rav Aaron Kotler wrote his tshuva. That's when the tshuva was published, the tshuva that was written to the Barton's Mashgiach. Okay, we'll stop over here. Bli Neder. Okay, I think two more chaburas will finish Saritet. And then, in other words, as you saw, those of you who've gone beyond Saritet, life gets much easier from Kuf through Kuf Dalet, boom, 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 boom. And then again in Kuf Hei, we'll spend more time. I would like next week, I'll put up a notice, I would like to, we're at each point in the year where I'd like to speak to each of you on a one-to-one basis in terms of your schedule, in terms of your current schedule, in terms of your future plans, b'chulei. So next week, either come over to me or I'll come over to you.